Welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie.
Good evening, everyone. Tonight's show, I got a real kick out of this. Did someone say quantum shift? Because yes, we are definitely in the middle of it. And it's fast, it's serious, it's amazing, confusing, exciting, and lots of physical symptoms, and from this and other lifetimes, and everything's in our face, and it's just really, it's a roller coaster right now. And and the team's going to do some energy work. Well, thank heaven. I just read that. I'm certainly glad I got to read it. I sent along with the show announcements, everyone, a channeling, only one, because I felt it was so powerful that I didn't want to send anything else, so that everybody would take the time to really read and absorb this channeling, because it is powerful. And I don't even know that it's a channeling. It was just something from Lisa Ray, and it described everything better than anything I have seen. So if you haven't had a chance to read it, please go on to the show announcement, which got all messed up because of the, I don't know why, but I changed the font because people complain that the channelings aren't large enough to read, and it messed up all of the other stuff on there. So, but anyway.
You need to buy those $1 glasses.
I'm sorry?
They need to buy those $1 glasses.
Yeah, right. I don't know if I could ever find mine for $1, but yes. Show dedication tonight is a continued support for all of our world leaders, including President Obama, to bring forward change to assist the U.S. and all countries in these extraordinary times of financial struggle and uncertainty. May the dreamers dream, okay, the solutions to what appear to be solutionless problems. And because this is what we're looking for now. We need our dreamers.
You know what? I got an email today saying that, and I haven't read this properly because it was on my iPhone. It was hard in transition for me to get it all read. But apparently the federal courts say it is no longer, we don't have to do the vaccination thing.
Boy, that's big.
Yeah, it's huge. And I know I need to do more research. Maybe somebody listening's got more information, but it was, I just went, oh, my gosh. Somebody sent it and said, send it to everybody you know. Oh, my gosh.
That's very, very, very big. Very big.
And
for all the mothers out there who've been fighting against vaccinations, this is great news.
It is great news.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And it's shockingly perfect with the dreamers, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is. Because this is where we're going now. We can't look at a linear solution to anything anymore. It's got to be quantum. And it's got to come in a totally different way. I want to share an interesting letter from dear Wendy, and because she talks about some energy things that I think are really fascinating. And this is, again, kind of one of these experiences that we're all having, this kind of, after a strange night where I was sleeping but not sleeping, and probably the weirdest night I can remember, I woke up feeling absolutely fabulous. I floated through the day where absolutely nothing could remove me from this joyous feeling. Even the people that usually piss me off at work couldn't piss me off. Now, we're getting days like this where we wake up with this incredible feeling that everything is fine. I had one yesterday. And where I woke up and somehow I knew everything was okay. No matter how it looked on the outside, it was all fine. Now, she also goes on to say, have you experienced energy moving so fast around you where you can sense the movement and almost jump out of the way to keep from colliding with it? It has been the strangest thing that started about a month ago. People watching me probably think I'm a little bit nuts because I have, in fact, actually jumped or moved really fast from standing still or walking because I could sense the energy coming at me, not to hurt me in any way or any sense, but natural reflex was to move out of the way it's been most interesting. Now, this is, you know, this is where I really giggle about this stuff. The other piece that she shared was, almost every time I close my eyes, I see people's faces so very clearly, and we are in different parts of the world and scenarios that I don't necessarily take part in, but only observe. I don't forget the faces I see, and they are faces that are not familiar to me, at least not yet. I think what I may be sensing is the energy of this world the faces come from. Now, I don't know about other people, but I often have had experiences where I'll close my eyes and see different faces. I don't do it when I'm working and channeling, but sometimes if I lay down, it'll happen. So just, I thought these were cute little tidbits to share with you. Because
I have that fairly often where I just have so many faces that I...
Right.
Yeah. I usually have to get out and clear something so that I... Oh, and I also have an energy thing. You know, remember you said quite a while ago that I felt like I was in a centrifugal force thing and everything was moving out from inside of me?
That's really what's happening.
Well, recently, I've had these kind of like energy downloads that one was on 9/9. It shot up my legs until I thought my legs were falling off, and it was like a very buzzing thing, like right up through. And now it's like in through the top of my head, so that even my teeth feel like they're in centrifugal force.
Now I'm getting the one on the top of the head, and also around the belly button, which I think is very interesting. A lot of people are, well, not a lot, but a few, have been having the same phenomena of this energy moving around the belly button. But, you know, anymore with what's going on, you know, as we're blowing everything out of ourselves, okay, it does feel like centrifugal force that literally we're inside of this, and it's literally spinning everything out. So I do think you're absolutely right on, Veronica.
I don't know, but I thought it felt as weird as what she was saying here, where she had to jump out and...
Well, I had a conversation with
her.
Here
you go, Wendy. I'm right behind you.
Yeah, I had a conversation with her the other day on the phone, and she said, "Did you get my email?" I said, "No, I have to go back and find it." And when she was describing this energy coming at her, it just really made me giggle, because I thought...
Well, it's pretty amazing. I mean, it's actually very exciting to think everything's moving. My guys were saying earlier how it's like a great toroid, you know, that great donut thing that's sort of circling around, that everything's moving around in that kind of form.
That makes perfect sense to me. I absolutely agree. I want to get into this piece tonight, Between Worlds, because this is, to me, a phenomenal synopsis, and I'm not going to read the whole thing. I've got little excerpts and some comments with it. In the show announcement, what I said was, I'm living this stuff. So to me, it was very phenomenal that it was somebody found the presence of mind to put it into words. I was thrilled. So leading into this, we're getting more used to surreal events we experience as a part of our every day-to-day living, where the strange meets the bizarre, and these events are becoming a normal daily occurrence. Synchronicities, abrupt and spontaneous change. Surprises or opportunities appearing out of the blue. Relationships on every level, coming, going, ending, or starting.
Are you sure you didn't write this?
Are a part of acclimating ourselves to the new energetic terrain. This new energetic terrain has been palpable to experience the sensation as if you are suspended in between two worlds, and indeed we are. And I've got to tell you, this is my life right now. I mean, people are coming and going, and of course I'm doing a lot of the mail thing. So somebody called me a serial dater the other day, where I'm just, as you said, Veronica, I'm kind of blowing through the archetypes, or the male archetypes right now. So.
Well, if you're going through the mail thing, does that mean you're going postal?
Oh, God.
Sorry, I can't do this.
I know. It's a good damn thing you're cute. Anyway, this goes on to say, and this kind of goes back to the space displacement. When the mass consciousness planetary timeline grids fields are in this state of dissolution, it creates exaggerated time and space displacement, which can make us feel disoriented, disconnected, or confused. It is also defined by the feeling of energies constantly moving in a pattern of expansion, constriction, or stopping and starting. I thought that was very interesting. We are becoming unplugged from one sense of reality and being moved into another. I'm skipping around, folks. I'm not reading this whole thing. We're moving up the proverbial Jacob's ladder, and with every rung we ascend, we are attempting to heal the memory residing in ourselves at that level. Now, this is exactly what the team has been talking about this other lifetimes. As we heal the pattern, it frees us from that rung, so we can move up the ladder into the next rung of a higher reality experience. As we are freed of the pain that had led to our distortion, and this is all these weird symptoms we're having, we are freed from that timeline we are traveling, and we are granted what it is to be free and connected to our God source at the same time. This is happening so damn quickly that... the paradox of this sensation as we feel it is everything is happening and nothing is happening all at the same time. Now, have you been experiencing this one?
Yes, actually. Mm-hmm. It just seems like it feels quite crazy at times in that you know
it's crazy making. We know that.
I've been feeling it a lot, but there's nothing much to say beyond what she's saying because it's just quite amazing how well she's put that.
Well, that's why I just thought this piece was so phenomenal. And I want to talk about a couple of things that are going on, what I'm seeing right now. With families, you know, we do a lot of power retrievals, and we're working with lineage, nationality, religion, other lifetimes when we're doing this, but specifically when we do a power retrieval, we do it specifically always with mother and father and then anybody else, you know, that needs to be done. But what I'm fascinated by, and I have two families right now where I've worked with both families, you know, not just the one person, and one of them, mother and daughter, as the mother makes a breakthrough, I'm seeing where the daughter is experiencing extraordinary symptoms. And, I mean, mind-boggling symptoms that are just unbelievable. And
I mean, not the symptoms of a breakthrough, but just symptoms of...
Symptoms of where the mother is making a breakthrough of other lifetime experiences and things. We're talking about major themes, okay, having to do with the patriarchal, okay? Mm. The daughter gets major symptoms in second chakra that are just almost enough to completely undo her.
Wow, that's really interesting. Hmm.
Okay, so it's blowing down. This is what I'm fascinated by. It's going right down the line. Okay, now we've always talked about this, but now we're seeing it in such an extraordinary way and able to move out and look in and say, okay, because I work with three generations in this family. So now we can see how, where the mother is more, you know, like with us, where we're wired more tightly, you know, then our children are wired less tightly and then grandchildren less tightly and so on. Well, as we open up these major blocks, okay, it literally blows right through. Not only is it going back through past lifetimes, if we want to call them past, but it's also going through, and through lineage, it's going forward to blow those blockages out as well. And this is big stuff, especially if you have a lineage that's working with specific, especially like the male patriarch, okay, you know, the abusive male patriarch. So it just, to me, is stunning, stunning, stunning as I see it happening. And, I mean, not... I don't want to see anybody suffer. Please know that. That's not the case. The team was able to move all the pain and everything in a session. But literally, I mean, she moved big stuff through her body and, you know, passed, you know, big stuff out of her body afterwards, you know, huge blood clots, all kinds of things, just moving, you know, old pain, old stuff, huge. I have another family out of the country where I've done father, son, and then there are two boys below that. And what I'm seeing here now is as we're moving energies in the one, we're seeing it trickle down to the boys and back to the father and from the father to the son to the grandchildren, this whole dynamic of moving these big energies. When you move out and look at it, you can see it. But it's, you know, it's a wonderful opportunity from my perspective to be able to be in the middle of it and then be able to move out with the team as they look at it and see the whole thing. But we're doing, everybody's doing this at some level, okay? Whatever you're healing is impacting, it missed my whole point, is impacting all of your family, all the healing you're doing. There's no way for it not to. And this is
Isn't that interesting? Because if we want to change the way the cultures are colliding around the world, it seems like you just pick some really strong heads of families and
that's
get going.
Exactly. And this is, you know, primarily the people I work with. And I'm fascinated because I have, you know, different nationalities and they're very strong, powerful people with strong lineage, you know, within that nationality. And so as I watch this stuff happen, I'm just like, wow. This is
very
so
exciting.
It is exciting stuff. You know, this is now, I'm telling you, we're getting into the really good stuff now. This is the good stuff. Okay, in the masculine, that's where we get into some of this masculine stuff. The dismantling process of our physical identity. All we had believed is true is collapsing through these larger systems. This pattern is especially spreading through the male community at this time. It is forcing transformation through the 2D sex chakra and 4D heart opening, and this is transpiring in a combined merging. In most of us, our astral body, 2D and 4D emotional bodies, have been extremely damaged by accumulated aberrant emotional or suppressed energies. This is challenging us to introspect and evaluate all of our gender roles and is especially amplified by the male revelation happening at this time. Now, I'm going to give you a side statement here because I think this is so fascinating. My son took some DVDs up to see his father, who's very Catholic, works the Catholic diocese, blah, 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 blah. And one of them, well, two of them by Dr. Michael Ledwith. One is Deep Deceptions Part 1, Hamburger Universe. And the other one was How Jesus Became a Christ. Literally, as he said to me the next day, I watched my father completely disintegrate. All of his belief systems completely break down. And now he's starving to reconstruct on a whole new level. But to him, that information changed. A belief system that was so strongly embedded in him in one viewing and gave him answers he never not thought were possible. And they spent days at the library researching all of this stuff. So it literally, and it transformed.
After he saw the videos, you mean?
Yes.
After he saw the DVDs? Hmm.
Yes. And it completely transformed their relationship as a result. For the first time, they found something that they could literally move into that was new information that completely, you know, changed the old paradigm that held him captive and set him free into a whole new belief system. And it was just, to me, this was amazing. I mean, this is, again, you know, people have heard over the years of the shows, you know, the struggles that we've gone back and forth over all this, and to see that transform in a matter of hours.
Hmm. Well, about Jimmy Carter's letter as well? Hasn't that been a huge funky?
Brilliant. And, again, I absolutely agree with you. Veronica, explain it to people who don't know what it is.
Well, Jimmy Carter, who was very much he was very much a pretty intense Christian,
Baptist,
Bible scholar. But he wrote a public letter and denounced all relationship to or all belief in the Bible or any of its rhetoric that has put down women for centuries and centuries, and it was really a powerful letter, and claims to belong to what a group of elders now called the Elders Council, I believe, with people like Nelson Mandela, Desmond Tutu.
Yes, this is it. This is what we're. I mean, we should be celebrating how exciting it is to be on the planet right now, regardless of what we're facing, to be in this kind of transformation, because
and
we're never going to. Huh?
I was just thinking about your son and your ex and then Jimmy Carter, and I'm going, these are evidential of the fact that this is moving through the species, not just the one or two people, but
absolutely.
The energy. Yeah.
Absolutely, because he couldn't have been receptive to the information unless there was something already going on within him that would allow it to. Because my son, who had seen one of those DVDs, said to me, how could you not show this to me? And I said, Rick, I did. But you weren't ready to see it at the time. Now you get it. And it's just a matter of, we'll say, 6 months or a year.
Hmm.
This thing goes on to say, this is why why changing the consciousness fields by collapsing timelines and erasing past events recorded in the cellular memory in our planet and in our bodies is the process of reaching the necessary critical mass required to change the belief system, therefore the reality for a group, planetary consciousness. So I'm just... there's so much more in here. I hope everybody is reading this, and if you didn't get the show announcement, if you'll email me, I will send you a copy. I'll email a copy of this to you because it's just... the whole thing is brilliant. She goes on to talk about spiritual marriages in no time. I love this. this is a very new template of genetic equals, of which I understand very little. However, it seems that this would be the next natural progression, with the masculine energy shifting at this time. They are still hard to translate physically into this dimension, however. It is like the divine union template beyond any karmic entanglement, negative form projection, or bound inside time. And basically what she goes on to say, you know, is this a soulmate, a twin flame, a, you know, sacred union marriage? She was given the answer that no, it was none of those things. These are spiritual marriages in no time. There seems to be an exacting future time these meetings or couplings need to merge together to accomplish a mutual agreement. In some cases, the future child has been the one to inform the couple of their intended marriage arrangement. In any case, these relationships are extremely difficult to tread in this physical plane, as these energies are intense, alchemical, and can create easy delusion. Be very clear, non-attached, and as realistic as possible. Easy to project fantasies, and she goes on and on. These are the first wave of trans-dimensional relationship templates. Oh, I find this fascinating, absolutely fascinating.
I'm just really trying to figure out how does that look?
How does that look? Well,
I don't mean in a superficial way. I just mean...
No. I mean...
We're having... Well, I know a woman is having an affair with her guide. Is that the thing?
No.
Okay.
These are physical relationships. And they're programmed to make a difference on the planet. I probably skipped over that. I tried to underline everything, and that's what I wanted to go through. Okay, I'll go back here. New unions are being formed in the context of this new energetic reality platform, of which I do not have suitable words yet, mostly in the context of complete devotion to planetary service. These couplings are forming to join collective power. There is a pattern of arranged spiritual marriages that are being formed in some space of no time. Many of them are happening before even actual physical contact, where one or both parties are either contacted by guides or given explicit details about who or what is their next partner. These unions, in particular, are transdimensional and placed inside an alchemical container outside of this time matrix. A new template of genetic equals, of which I understand very little. So I would say that these are more star connections, and they're coming in without planetary karmic stuff. So they're coming in.
That's a delight.
Huh?
That's a delight.
Yes, which would mean if you could imagine meeting someone where you didn't have a bunch of planetary stuff to clear, and you came in from a level of star consciousness where you were able to connect, and from that clean kind of slate, step right into your role on the planet, where you weren't having to, you know, get out the proven dustpan and try to clean up all the crap first.
We don't have to have power retrievals.
Yes, I mean that exactly. Exactly. This is big stuff. I mean, there might be some stuff, you know, cosmically, but not the heavy duty, you know, 3D stuff on Earth. And and you know, I'm kind of exploring the whole male archetype thing, so I'm literally kind of, you know, categorizing them, putting them into different places, and being able to look at them and please don't misunderstand everybody. I'm not sounding like I'm without feeling. That's not the case. It's just that I'm moving through them pretty quickly. And they're also helping to heal. And Veronica, thank you for pointing this out. The team said you were absolutely right. Something about healing that those kinds of relationships, or what they equated to for me, through time, through other lifetimes, as they're coming in, they're triggering something that's just kind of clearing that pathway and clearing the next pathway. It's, you know, very interesting to me. From the con
artist.
Climbing
the ladder. She's climbing a male ladder.
Yes, I am. Honestly, without, what did you say, without seeing their winky or something like that? Because it's happening
willy.
Very quickly.
Without seeing your willy, yes.
But
I hope none of them are listening.
Oh, I hope not, too. But if you are, bless you all. Thank you for participating. And I enjoyed every moment. And I did. I mean that sincerely. I don't mean it unkindly.
And are still. Mm-hmm.
But this is, I just feel like this time right now is so damned exciting that I can't see straight. And, you know, seeing, I think, you know, going back to my ex-husbands, I have two of them. One is dying in a hospice. And the other one, to see him break out of all of his constricted thinking in one fell swoop, and I'm just like, wow, you know, go figure.
Well, they're both dying in a way, dying to what they were, right?
That, exactly. Good point, Veronica. Good point. So for all of you, and I, you know, I do want to talk about some of the symptom stuff because it's bizarre. I mean, you can have feel like somebody's stabbing you one moment, you know, through a left ovary or a kidney or abdomen or breasts. I mean, I've had more stuff blow up lately, and it all be fine. Even with blood, and I just want to say here that you can have something happen where you actually have blood, you know, coming from whichever place, and it can be okay. And so my little head is spinning about all this stuff because I'm just saying, wow. When we're clearing these other lifetimes out of ourselves, which is really what we are doing, and it's coming, you know, we can be having aches and pains from other lifetimes and where there was tremendous emotional trauma. And so this is how this stuff is popping up in our bodies. And, you know, we have nothing to attribute it to. A lot of grief stuff. I had an email just before the show. You know, I'm having problems breathing. And so this stuff is coming in waves, in waves. The trick here is not to panic and go into fear. And, boy, that's hard to do. I have to say for everybody, I understand. Believe me, I understand. I do understand. But And, you know, I went in for an exam today, and I had physical symptoms that, you know, I had my problems back with cancer and went in. I'm free. Even though I had blood showing and all kinds of things, the doctor has no reason why, can't answer it, just said, hey, you're clear as a whistle. So I said, okay.
I'm up for that.
You know, I think that these are just some amazing times right now, and I don't, the energy's moving through. I love your story, Veronica, about the energy's moving through your legs. Bless your heart.
I really thought they were falling off, but then, anyway, they didn't. But I can run as if I have wings on my heels. Not really, but, you know, you feel like you're going, I feel like I'm going faster and faster, and yet I'm kind of calm.
I have exactly that same feeling. I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah, it's sort of fun in a way. I feel a little bit more efficient, which is not my usual calling card, but...
Well, I think also not feeling so overwhelmed by everything we have to face, having the sense that everything is okay, mm-hmm. that even if things come in that could be overwhelming at any other time, being able to deal with them and say, all right, obviously this needs to be taken care of and it's going to lead me to this or to that, and just being fine with it. And I think that's I know I've been feeling that myself, where I've had some fairly overwhelming things come in and just felt so at peace with it. So,
mm-hmm. And a very odd feeling of, well, this won't last long because things are moving so fast.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's like, what?
Next.
Well, I'm going to let the team come in, everyone, so I'm going to say goodnight here, and I know that they, they're going to move some energy tonight.
Good night, Jackie.
Good night, everyone.
I sure am. I'm glad you're here, too.
All right. Well, we had a bit of a surge of energy. It's all fine. We hope everyone's here. All right. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Good evening.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Veronica, welcome to you. All right. Now, the reason things came in pretty strong is that this is coming from, basically everything is coming in tonight from the mothership, all right? Now, this mothership is bigger than any of you can possibly imagine, so please understand that things are going to be very amplified tonight as everyone is being worked with, all right, through the entire time that we are channeling here with you tonight. We're going to try to do some adjustments to ease some of what you're going through to make it more palatable, all right? Easier, greater flow, all right? Greater understanding, and this will go on through the dream state tonight with all of you, all right? Now, we know that many of you have questions about all that's going on. And this piece that the channel read parts of, an excellent piece. We hope you all read this, because the explanations in this Lisa Renee, whatever her name, Lisa, is able to get the information very clearly on this particular situation. So she's getting good pieces and parts. It's not all of it, but it's enough for all of you to understand and work with at this time. All right, it's not time to overload you with everything. We don't want to treat you like little lab rats and say, oh, well, you can't handle this and you can't handle that. That's not the case here. It is, in a way, the case that you are integrating and implementing as quickly as you can without going into total overwhelm and unable to function in your daily lives. That's not the goal, everyone. We want you to be able to function, because each one of you have a very important role. Whether you're consciously aware of what you're doing on Earth right now, it's an important role. You're far bigger than you realize, all of you. All of you listening to this show, whether you're listening tonight or you listen to the archives, each and every one of you are far bigger than you can understand. Some of you have ideas, and even those are small. They're small in comparison to the truth of who you are and the roles that you've agreed to take on this planet, and how each and every one of you link into each other, which is something that we will introduce more and more to all of you. You are all interconnected, linked together. When you go onto your computers to listen to the show, and we're aware of each and every one of you, but you're not only connected to us, you're connected to each other, to a matrix of energy, of information, a stream of light and information and love. Now, many of you, well, all of you really, you're connecting with this in the dream state at various times, depending on where you are in your own personal evolution, how much you are ready to take on some of the things you're clearing up on the planet in your own personal lives. A lot of you are doing that. But you're also meeting together in the dream state, connecting energetically. It's kind of like, you know, like a moving back and forth of a beautiful connection that's going on. Now, what's the purpose of this? Well, the purpose of this is that as all of you link together from a quantum perspective, you're moving each other further, greater, more, pulling this one, pulls up, pulls those, but this one pulls up, pulls those, etc., etc. Now, you could say that that's the case of the planet, but it's doing it in the planet on planetary level, on a collective level, in a different way. Happening, yes, but in a different way. With all of you, happening in a very big way. Because you're able to take on greater amounts of energy that you can then transmute out and broadcast onto the planet to help to activate others. Now, you're not necessarily doing this consciously, although some of you are, but even those of you that aren't really conscious enough to recognize how big it is that you're doing, how big it is, how exciting it is. Now, some of you are feeling very energized, electric in some ways, and some of you are exhausted. One day, really energized, the next day, exhausted. That's all right. You're not behind. Please know that. There's nothing wrong with you. Each one of you are handling these frequencies and energies in different ways. Some of you are moving huge amounts of energy that needs to be healed from a collective perspective, from your own personal journey. Oh, don't say Veronica, you call it cellular journey. We like that word. Cellular journeys. All right? Mm-hmm. As well as taking on how it weaves in your cellular journey, weaving into the collective. Some of you have had very painful journeys. Some of you have taken on imprints of lifetimes that hold very painful journeys that may not even be your own. But out of your love for humanity, out of your desire to make a contribution, you took on some of these things and said, no problem. I'll throw this in and that in and this in and that in, because I know that in my own process I'll be able to have a bigger impact on the collective. Now, please be aware, we're moving very big energy tonight. Very big energy tonight. So some of you may be feeling lots of energy running up and down the legs and perhaps around the throat, the heart. second chakra, some good old second chakra, around the crown. Now, part of the reason for this is your electrical bodies can get very off from all of this huge movement that's taking place right now. The electrical body, what is the electrical body? Auric field, right? Chakras, meridians, nervous system, heart, and brain firing. All right. So we're doing some work to kind of try to level some of this out. So it may feel very energizing right now as we try to level some of this out. Now, we would encourage all of you, now as you see the dogs are all responding too because the energy is here very, very big. All right. How do you handle what's going on in your life right now? And we want you to adopt, if you can, a sense of peace and trust that you are loved and assisted on every level now. You are not doing this alone, any one of you. This sense of I'm alone, I'm by myself, is not true for any of you out there listening to this. For any of you, please, we can't emphasize this one enough. You have more help than you know. More assistance than you know. Allow your trust to be more amplified than it's ever been before, that you are experiencing every single thing that comes through your experience like that, just as you need to experience it for exactly the amount of time, no more, no less. Boom, 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 boom. And as it moves out, let it go. No attachment to it. Let it go. If you need to do some healing, some processing, that's fine. Do it. And then let it go. With love. With love. No matter what it may be. Some of you may have people falling out of your life that have been with you for a very long time. Some of you may have children that are walking away. Allow it to be. For now. Just for now. When the time is appropriate, they will move back in. This is going to take a lot for all of you to be able to trust enough that all of those that you love are going to get where they need to go. When they're ready, allow their journeys to be what they are. Don't try to convince them of anything. That's not your job. They know that you have knowledge and information. Only when they're ready will they listen, not before. You may be seeing people take paths that as you look at them, appear to be filled with obstacles. It's their path, dear ones. It's their path for now. Just for now. Now, Veronica, you have questions.
I was wondering if we... We don't have to stay on our path. We don't have to stay on our soul journey soon or anymore, do we? Well, you know what I mean? Is like, is it coming to a time of that, even that's a choice?
Give us a case in point.
Well, I was just thinking, okay, I have a soul path, right? But I keep thinking that somehow...
All right, what's your soul path? All right, very good. What's your soul path?
I feel like it's the drive of my soul to move through these creative experiences and release, for example, release the karma and the subconscious, the holdings and so on. Then do I not get to a point where I don't really have to have that? I just can be all beingness? Or is that, is that being in source? I'm just thinking, do we get freedom from soul path is what I'm thinking.
Well, all right, it's a good question. It's a little convoluted, but it's a good question. All right.
We like to complicate things here.
Yes, yes. All right. This is a planet of free will. You can choose to do anything you choose to do.
Uh-huh.
Right? Mm-hmm. Now, if your question is, all right, am I done a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, where I'm completely healed and cleared, and then I can just be? Can I just sit on a mountain and meditate?
That's a good way to, yes.
Is that your question?
Yes.
Well, you could go do that today if you wish.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Is that your highest choice? But you see, it would not be part of your drive. And your drive is to be of service.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right.
I think I'm also an explorer.
Well, of course you are. You're all explorers. You wouldn't be listening to this show if you weren't. Now, you have great curiosity. You want to know everything that you can.
Yes.
Which is why you're so good at what you do with your interview show. Tell me this. Fill in that piece and this piece. And, of course, that's the explorer. But you're still in service.
Yes.
That's your drive, your soul's drive. Oh. That's why you came here.
I see. All right.
Now, your form of service is not necessarily someone else's form of service. Now, is the artist who paints paintings that touch people's souls any less of being in service than you?
No, of course not. No.
Is the person that decorates a home and brings out incredible beauty any less of service?
No.
Does the nurseryman who grows plants? No.
Mm-mm.
Everything is being in service at this time. It can be no other way. Now, the intention you put towards it can amplify the service. I intend today everything I do, everything I touch will make a difference, will help to awaken, enlighten, fill people with love and joy and whatever. Does that have power? Oh, yes.
You bet.
Does it amplify it? Absolutely. Now, many of you who've worked so damn hard for so damn long, get up in the morning and you'll get through your coffee or tea or whatever, and you get through your job and you have got to do this and that detail and this thing. Many of you forget to do this. Now, that is built in for some of you. We will say that. It's so strong a part of your drive that it's built in. That desire to always be affecting change. Now, prior to coming onto the planet, you all agreed that this was what you wanted to do. Now, not all of you can be Oprah Winfrey. You see? So all of you chose different places where you could hold the light, anchor the light, bring in energy from different places here, there. But that doesn't mean they're going to be there forever. Some of you are living in areas that you're not that excited about, wondering what the heck you're doing there. and yet having a sensing that you have some form of contract there. If you ask the channel, she would tell you the same thing. She's in Las Vegas. But she knows she has a contract. The earth started calling her years before she came back. And there's a reason why she's there. That particular location is where light and dark come together, which creates chaos, which then creates incredible expansion. Not an easy place to be, however. Many of you have chosen places that are not necessarily easy for weather or whatever. Or jobs.
I only have 2 more minutes.
All right. All right, Veronica, if you can quickly tell us what's up for you, please.
Yeah, next week's show is exciting. It's Galexis. Our friends, channeled through Ginger Matro, will be talking to Galexis all about some of the similar things or where we're all going on the planet between 8 and 9 on Tuesday on BBS Radio.
We
and next Thursday is
Galexis. Yes, we love her.
Yes. So, and she's familiar. She had her own show for a while, but now is going to just guest for a while.
All right, and then you have a show just before this show on Thursday.
Yes, called Radiance by Design, where we do a lot of clearing and meditations and how to raise our own fields and frequency and get ready to come on to ET Healing.
Beautiful. All right, everyone. Here's what we're going to ask you to do. All right? And you may, as this show ends, we would ask you to spend about 10 minutes. All right? 10 minutes, wherever you are, we would ask that you kind of turn off your computer and just allow the energies to continue to run. We would ask you then, if you can, when you go into the dream state tonight, go to bed, to call us in. You may feel that you continue to feel vibrations and whatever between the time that the show is over, that last 10 minutes after, and then going to bed. Go to bed when you can. Now, the dream state may be a little electric tonight. Some of you may have a little bit of trouble getting to sleep. Just enjoy. Enjoy the energies. Know that you're being reworked, rewired, reprogrammed. All for the good. If any of you desire not to have this experience, please state it. We will have no problem with that. You always have the right to say no. We are trying to assist you so that you can experience this more easily, more elegantly, more beautifully. Know that we love all of you very, very much. We're so excited to see all that you're doing, all that you're healing, all that you're clearing. You're doing wonderfully. Know that. It has been a joy for us to be with you, all of us. And when we say all of us tonight, it's a lot. It's far more than you can imagine. Enjoy your dream states, everyone. And enjoy your dreams. We love you. And until we speak with you again in this format, namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much. Good night.